welcome. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Emma. Now, today I want to talk about sacrifice. Just a light topic, don't you think? Yes, sacrifice. Now, sacrifice is something that we all do every day. We give of ourselves to others every day in lots of different ways. And when we give of ourselves, we have to sacrifice something when we give to others. We can sacrifice money, we can sacrifice opportunities, we can sacrifice experiences, and something that often is most valuable is we sacrifice our time. We can give energy and thought when we give away to others. We give our energy and we give our thoughts to things when we're sacrificing for others. We rearrange our lives because we're giving to people. But when we give to people, when we sacrifice, when we do it over and over again, sometimes we can build up in ourselves bitterness. And that's specifically what I want to talk about today. How is your heart? How is your heart when you're giving, when you're sacrificing for others? You know, I've written down just some of the ways that during my week I would give to others. And I'm pretty sure that these aren't out of the ordinary. These are lots of things that you would be doing as well. Now, I have friends who can't drive, so I pick them up and I take them to church every week. And even if I'm not coming from my home, I will go out of my way to pick them up for church. I'll rearrange appointments if I know that someone needs something. I'll check in on my family members when I know that they're in need, if they need groceries or if they're going through a tough time. I'll babysit my nieces and nephews because I know their parents need to go to work or maybe they just need a break. I'll do my best to be welcoming to people who are new, even if I don't feel like it. I'll make sure I send a quick text message to someone if I know that they're going through a tough time. And I volunteer at church every week. And these are things that I know you do too. I'm not the only one. You know, some of us are carers for our family members, maybe for your parents. Maybe you have siblings who you care for. And sometimes that involves checking in on them. Sometimes it involves going to the grocery store to get things that they need. Maybe it actually involves you physically needing to lift them and move them and help them around the house. Now, when we do all these things, we sacrifice something. We give something up to help others. You know, we can have thoughts in our head all the time of all the things that we're juggling, like we're juggling balls, all the things that we need to do to care for other people. And I read an article the other day that said that this person described it as they have 37 tabs open at the moment. So I don't know about you, but if you're ever on your computer and you're looking, researching something on the internet, I can always have different like tabs, windows open of all the things that I've got on that I'm looking at. And certainly, and I know in my head, that's what can happen to me. I've got all these things that I'm juggling as I'm trying to give to other people. A few years ago, my husband Ronan was playing a basketball match, and just a community basketball, nothing too serious. And I was at home, and at the end of the night, he called me up and he said to me, "Emma, someone needs a lift home, so I'm gonna drop them home." And I went, yeah, no worries. And I remember I got off the phone, and I remember I thought to myself, oh, why did I have to marry the nice guy? Like, he always is giving people lifts home. He's always giving to others. And I stopped and I thought to myself, but that's because that's who he is. And also that's who God calls him to be. And that's who he calls us to be. And I know particularly when I get tired and I feel like I'm just giving, I can begin to have these thoughts. I can begin to think to myself, why am I the nice one? Why do I always have to be the generous one? Why is it always me? No one else ever seems to offer. No one else seems to give up their time. Me. Why is it always me? And I can begin to become bitter and angry while I'm doing the good works that I know that I should be doing. And the answer to why am I the nice one? Why am I the one who has to be generous? Why am I the one who always has to give? The answer is because God calls us to lay down our life for our friends. And he asks us to do it again, and he asks us to do it again and over again. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 12, it says this: "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So today, I want to ask you to have a heart checkup. I'm asking the same thing of myself. Are there times when you're giving, when you're sacrificing, that you become bitter? Because that's not the heart that God wants us to have. He wants us to do good works. He wants us to give to others. And he wants us to do it again and again. But he wants us to do it with a good, pure heart. So what can we do when we start to become bitter? The thing that we can do is we can go to God in prayer and we can ask him to come into our heart. We can ask him to change our heart to be more like his. And in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Do you know, often I think sometimes we start to build up that bitterness and anger is because we get tired. It's hard to give all the time. It becomes tiring. And for some of us, some of our giving, particularly if you're caring for someone, isn't going to go away. You're going to keep doing it. You have to keep doing it because God wants you to, and because there's that necessity, there's that need. So what can we do? We can go to God with our weariness, with our tiredness, and we can say, "God, would you come and would you give me rest? Would you give me energy? Would you give me peace? Would you give me that loving heart to go again and to go again and to go again?" And what we can do is we can just lay that bitterness in front of him. Just say, "God, I need you to come into me right now. I need you to take this from me." And God will come and he will change your heart and he will help you as you give and as you love others. Now, in saying all that, it doesn't mean that if you can, that you shouldn't rest. Maybe you should take a break. Maybe you do need to reassess some of your things that you're doing, some of your priorities. You need to be wise, but God also asks that we continue to give and that we continue to lay our lives down for others. But don't let bitterness creep in. Don't let selfishness creep in. Continue to ask God for that loving heart that can lay its life down for others. So why don't we pray? And let's ask God to come and to help us to keep giving, to help us to be more like him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we just ask right now that you would come, that you would come and make our hearts more like yours, that as you laid your life down for us, that you would help us to lay our lives down for others, and that you would help us to do it again and again and again. We pray that you would come and help us with our weariness, with our tiredness that creeps in, with that bitterness sometimes, Lord, that comes, that you would give us this loving and pure heart to give. And during those times where it is hard, Lord, we pray that you would come, that you would give us energy, and that you would sustain us. And we ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of Father and Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I encourage you today to keep going. You're doing a good job. And ask God to come and to be with you as you continue to sacrifice and as you continue to give to others. Thank you.